From KUER News in Salt Lake City, I'm Ciara Hewlett. Provo Fire and Rescue is asking for the public's help getting information about a fire that was started by fireworks. It ignited on the 4th of July near Slate Canyon. Whoever lit them did it illegally. The city banned fireworks for the holiday to prevent fires like this from happening. Officials are looking for photos or videos. Provo Fire and Rescue says things could have been worse, but fuel reduction work previously done along the Bonneville Shoreline Trail slowed the fire's progress and stopped it from moving farther up. The recent deaths of three firefighters has brought the fire line's immediate dangers into sharp focus. Now, federal agencies are doing more to address the work's many long-term risks. The Mountain West News Bureau's Murphy Woodhouse has more.
Firefighters will now be able to use N95 masks on the fire line, building on a more limited voluntary rollout of masking that started last fall. There will also be expanded access to showers, time for routine gear cleaning, and so-called clean air recovery periods that can limit other exposures to toxins. Persephone Whalen is a high-level risk official with the U.S. Forest Service. She says that a lot more research is needed on long-term health dangers, but that we know enough now to take action.
Let's just start minimizing those risks in every way possible that we can while we continue to learn more.
Research in recent years has established links between wild and firefighting and serious diseases, including lung cancer. Firefighters are exposed to dozens of known carcinogens on the job. For the Mountain West News Bureau, I'm Murphy Woodhouse.
Construction delays are coming today for the light rail in Salt Lake City. All three tracks lines will see interruptions from July 6th through the 11th. For the blue and green lines, trains will not run from Ballpark Station to Gallivan Plaza. And on the red line, the work spans from Ballpark to Library Station. Buses will help riders around the construction zone. But even with those, Utah Transit Authority expects delays of 30 minutes or more. They recommend using the transit app to find other ways around. There's a new seat open on the Ogden City Council. Sean Myers is stepping down to take a new role with his church. Registered voters who've lived in Ogden for more than 12 months can apply to fill the vacancy. It's an at-large seat, and the term runs until January 2028. Applications are due July 15th. The council will then interview the candidates and vote for their newest member. You're listening to KUER News.